Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello, landlubbers and cave dwellers. This is Garbled Twistery, folks, and this wonderful in-between election vacation is about to reach its final destination. Why, yes, and in this jubilant year of 1827, there is an event that needs discussing indeed. It's all in the newspapers. Wait a second, the event is the newspaper? Wow! Wow, indeed. And what important trait would allow the newspaper to be the news, huh? Well, it's the first. A first of what, you ask? The first newspaper ever run in the U.S. by black people. And seeing how truly early in U.S. history this is occurring, I think this will be quite the interesting story to tell. So this whole story starts with a man named Peter William Carlos Williams Jr., graduate of the African Free School. You know, the school that John Jay made specifically for black people to try and get a leg up in this unfathomably racist 1800s United States. But anyways, Peter, now a priest, is sitting in his study and he's thinking. And he's thinking big thoughts. Yeah. I'm talking, in order for black people to survive in this busted country, they need to learn how to read English and read it well, thoughts. And as it turns out, all of his free black academic New York City friends were thinking the same thing. And what's the easiest way to accomplish this? A newspaper, of course. One that's one of a kind. One that's gonna get the literacy rates going for black people. It's called The Journal That Belongs to Freedom. I bet you're wondering how many non-enslaved black people there even were in the U.S. in 1827. There were like 300,000. Interestingly, Maryland had free folks and enslaved folks, like, living right next to each other. And New York had John Jay, who was kicking slavery to Timbuktu, at least in that state. The final chain was broken and all the enslaved New Yorkers were free in literally 1827, the year we're talking about. That's early, man. So the target audience is there and alive and well. And if you're wondering about the South, the international slave trade was already banned like 20 years ago, and the cotton gin exists now, and basically the South's entire economy is reliant on cotton, so the South has firmly entered the domestic slave trading, this is what Hollywood filmmakers focus on, hell zone.
Yikes.
Anyways, back to New York. They hired a minister named Corny Sam to be an editor. And a future Liberian colonizer, Johnny Russworm, helped out too. The newspaper and its staff helped people who wanted to move to Haiti because, yeah, the black people had a whole successful revolution there, so of course free black people in the U.S. are going to want to move there where they can get some respect around here. I mean, The Journal That Belongs to Freedom existed as many things. It was a literal call-out on the other New York newspapers that were just straight-up pro-slavery. It also called out New York's economy for keeping the brutal system of slavery in place. Oh, how did they know that to be true? What were the northern mills processing and exporting? You guessed it.
Cotton. Southern cotton.
It also ran stories that were typical for abolitionist newspapers. And the main theme these papers were fighting against at the time was the idea that the enslaved were naturally inferior, childlike creatures that needed the guidance of a whip for their own good. If that sounds like scarily familiar rhetoric, it should, because that particular fight is still happening. It's just more subtle than it used to be. And the circumstances are materially different, but parallel in a creepy way. And this journalistic freedom paper also talked about current events, as newspapers tend to do. It even talked in depth about this crazy American colonization society that's trying to get free black people to literally colonize Africa. A controversial issue because this was an idea being pushed by slave owners who were scared of revolts and abolitionists who were too depressed to believe in change. I do go into more depth on that issue in my 1821 episode, but yeah, the newspaper was having none of that. Quote, "You can't just bring us here, have us build the White House, write the Constitution, and then try to throw us away because you're scared of our freedom. Nope, we're here to stay." Unquote. The Journal of Freedom also did biographies, obituaries, births, deaths, marriages, all sorts of local news about what black people were doing in New York. Oh, and if you think this was a small, local paper, I guess you would be correct if you think 11 states, Canada, Europe, and Haiti count as local. Does the New York Times even go to Haiti in print? I don't know. But it all ended when Corny Sam left Freedom's Journal and Johnny had to run the ship, because Johnny actually supported the whole colonize Africa thing, and the readers were like, what? Get out of here with that mess. And it's not like a majority of 1800s white people gave a hoot about this paper, so it was stopped in its tracks after that transition. But it's not like the whole trend of black people avidly reading the newspaper ended with it. Word is, Corny Sam's about to make his own newspaper. So absolutely, this revolutionary interest is still there. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Circle Mirror Transformation, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to Patreon and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus I am hacking at is competitive card games. Sounds amusing, don't it? Anyways, next time, it's back to our regularly scheduled election programming. That's right, we're gearing up for the 1828 election, and we're kicking it off with the VP candidate and old friend, Richie, the man in a rush. Will he slow down? Let's find out.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
A newspaper, of course.